Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special trending episode. What? How do I do this? Okay, my brain.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Apple Viz Trends Show
instead of Apple Vision Pro. Why was that so hard? What the fuck?
I don't know.
I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
We're thrilled to be joined to our special Apple Vision Pro reporter on the street. It's super producer, Brian Jeffrey.
It's me. It's Brian. What's up?
What's happening?
Wow. Man? Is this the first time you're on mic?
Sort of, kind of.
Maybe, oh, yeah.
Holy shit. The phones are lighting
up. Yo, K1s, people listening to 420 Day Fiancé, they're going to lose it right now hearing your voice. Anyway. Brian.
It's only me. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah.
It's great to have you. First of all, big fan. First time, long time.
You're in the band L'Ephemera, right?
Very briefly. I was there right before they imploded. Yeah.
I'm glad you asked the question that was on everyone's mind. Who was listening to this.
So. I played bass in that band. What else? The Vision Pro.
The Apple Vision Pro dropped. Or didn't drop, but they like showed us what it's going to look like, what the features are. Brian, you immersed yourself, you drenched yourself in all the coverage of, you know, people who have gotten their hands on it and who watched the debut of our new reality that just dropped. I was hoping to find it like stupid and easy to dismiss.
Same.
And I found it stupid and difficult to dismiss. I found it like, this is a glimpse of what our dark future is going to look like.
Did you watch that 10-minute clip that Apple dropped? That was like the full sort of commercial presentation of what the headset would do.
I think I just watched highlights.
Oh man, because the second they switched it up to like, first it was like watching movies on it, and then when they started playing 2K like video games on it, I was like, and Her Majesty was like, what? I was like, I think the Vision Pro is actually kind of cool for like one very narrow reason now. And I didn't think I would, but that's it.
So the thing that I think I was underrating, the thing that jumps out to me is it is, and this makes sense of the name change, because we thought it was like Apple Reality or something. Apple Reality Pro.
People didn't know until it was unveiled.
But it seems like it's an improvement on vision. Like the eye tracking is crazy, like you look at something and it just knows what you're looking at and like zooms in on that thing or like interacts with that thing. You have like 4K cameras for each of your eyes, so it's like better than your actual vision. the Wired demo, they let somebody do like a hands-on test drive of it, and they were like, so then I went in and Apple's on-site optometrist like checked.
Yeah. Fitted.
So that's the other thing. So it costs $3,500 unless you have glasses, unless you need to wear glasses, then you need to have prescription lenses made for the Vision Pro in order to use it.
What?
Because it does not accommodate glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, but you can wear contact lenses?
Yeah. That should be fine.
Right, if you got astigmatism or something, you ain't fucking with that. The other thing I read, though, too, is like it's only for one user at a time. Like it doesn't have like multiple use profiles, kind of like how like an iPod would be or like an iPhone, even though they're calling it like a computer. And people are like, wait, what? And it's not like I'm going to buy eight of these fucking things.
I think that might have something to do with A, it being Apple and them being greedy bastards. And also,
the way this thing
is set up, so it's got an insane suite of sensors. It's got six outer cameras. It's got IR sensors, depth sensors, LiDAR, basically all the shit you would put on like an autonomous car. All those sensors inside scan your face and learn how your eye movements work. And I think that might be a tricky thing to be switching between for different users because it's set up for this one person.
Right, I can see
how that might be problematic to be switching it around if it's that tuned in.
I think it's problematic to be caping for Apple right now. But
I
know. Okay.
No, here's the funny thing. I hate Apple products is the thing, but I love technology.
You are the most notoriously anti-Apple person I know, actually, which is so funny.
He doesn't even eat the damn thing.
But you stay up. Yeah.
I don't.
Well, the thing that makes it like having only one user profile per thing makes sense to me is you were saying that like that they advertise the possibility of like virtual courtside tickets where
I heard some people talking about that as a possibility.
And
that was something that sounded really cool to me because I would never be able to afford or have the inclination to spend that kind of money on courtside tickets. But as you always talk about on Miles and Jack, I'm Matt Boosties.
Thank you for the plug.
It's an experience being able to sort of see these people do their thing up close. And I might be willing to pay for that kind of experience.
Right. And that has been a thing. You can like do virtual reality courtside tickets already, but this seemed like the combination of like how, like the fact that this is an improvement on vision as opposed to like all the other like virtual reality stuff that I've seen, it just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't feel quite as, like this feels like a thing where you could buy one of these and if they didn't have the one user profile, you could just like sell tickets, like courtside seat tickets and like have people come through in your living room and just like watch
one
a Lakers
time.
Game
hey, one
courtside.
At a time. One at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't see what it solves. The only thing that I really truly see is I'm like, oh, they just made the most lit TV/computer monitor I've ever seen.
Yeah. It is a little confusing because they are essentially billing it as it is a standalone computer with its own operating system. And they're billing it as you can replace all your Apple shit with it. But also conversely, you can tie all your Apple shit you already have to it and use it in conjunction with all this stuff. So it's, it begs a lot of questions.
Yeah. You mentioned the possibility that like you can walk up to your MacBook and like look at the screen of your MacBook and then like pull what's on the screen off into like the reality of like your living room and just like,
which is totally. Totally, it sounds cool on its face, but then you're like, well, what the fuck do I have a... I don't know. It's like, what the fuck do I have a laptop for if I have this thing and I can just put a screen anywhere?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, I need to type. I don't need the voice.
Once again, if you're interested in this, you probably are appled up to your eyeballs.
For sure. And now you'll be appled up into your eyeballs, on the inside of your eyeballs. It just seems like... It could just be like a neat trick. Even so, it's a very good trick, like the stuff that they debuted with it. And it also feels like it's like the downsides that people are mentioning is that it's like a heavy battery pack and it's fucking way too expensive.
It goes 2 hours.
And it lasts for 2 hours unless you have it like plugged in, which I'm sure people will do. This will just replace like any need to move anywhere because you just to have all screens floating in front of you, everything that you need access to floating in front of you. It just feels bad for humanity.
Also, just a couple other things, just real quick. There is an OLED screen on the front of it, which projects an image of your eyes so that when you're doing AR, it'll automatically just project what your eyes look like through the goggles, almost as if it were transparent, which is weird because it's set a couple of inches off of your face. So right. I have to imagine that would look weird.
The perspective, right.
Like the pictures that I've seen of it look weird. They look like they've like done like a thing with shadowing. So it looks like you're behind a shadowy like this screen or
glass
something.
Thing.
Yeah.
And then also you can take 3D videos and photos, which in the demo, it's like this dad doing treasured moment shit. But he's got these fucking ski goggles on, and it's like, okay, that's you're really
you
living in the moment there. Like,
yeah,
it's right. absurd. Because
then they like cut back to like that person enjoying these like 3D images. Like, wow, like my family left, but I have these memories.
It's like your kids don't even know what the fuck you look like when you take off the goggles. They see a stranger.
Yeah. Like the cool parts of it remind me of like Minority Report, where he's like moving like screens around with his hand and just like filtering back and forth between different things. The bad parts remind me of that Black Mirror episode where like the camera is inside your eyes and you're like using it to just like it, there is a version of this, like a future iteration of this product,
oh,
of this technology
from the entire history of you.
Yeah. Where like where you're able to just keep these on when they have like a longer battery pack. And then, like, run back through everything you've seen that day. Like, because they just
TSA
have...
TSA is going to love that.
Right.
Yeah. So, it seems like a dark new direction for reality and something that people are going to be super into.
Very intoxicating hook, though. I mean, because, like, really, I think the people who would dish $3,500 out, it's not because they need, like, a more efficient way to, like, work while standing. No. And they've always been waiting for augmented reality. It's... I feel like the biggest hook right now is that it's this TV entertainment experience. But I guess that's specifically for me, while others
they're gonna have
just
to,
want to pretend they're
going to have to change the one profile thing so that you can like have friends over and like show, let them fuck with it if they want it to. So hopefully don't change that. And this just dies a quiet death, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know. They're making contact lenses next.
Doesn't look good. All right. Thank you, Brian, for coming on. Sharing your Apple fanboyism. We appreciate it.
Love them apples.
He's never owned an iPhone either.
How about them apples? Damn, that is dedication.
Oh yeah, he's not fucking with that.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about some other stories.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and... Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
We're
and
back.
Let's run through them. PETA. And PETA. PETA. Pete Davidson.
That's Lois.
The PETA. The yeah. two Petes. Whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. The story seems made up by AI to me. But go ahead.
Tell me what happened. It was just because like he there was like some footage or someone snapped a picture of him buying a puppy with like whoever he's dating now. And then PETA saw that and they're like, wow, you know, should have fucking adopted, blah, blah, blah. And was like criticizing him for that. So then Pete Davidson comes back with this like voicemail, just kind of being like, here, I'll just play this voicemail right now.
Davidson, this message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comment publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs. So I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos, those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who's 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad. So I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you can create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired dog. You and shook my dick.
End of message.
End of message. Okay.
Yeah. Coming at, you know, for him. And he's like, what did he say? He's only, what breed is that? He said,
Cavapoo?
What's a Cavapoo?
I'm not sure.
Oh, is it like a King Charles Cavalier with a poodle?
Oh.
That's probably what it is. Jack, you should know that. I only know that name because of you.
Cavaliers?
Thank you, Becca. Just came
Cavalier
through.
King Charles.
Yeah.
There it is.
I
love King Charles Cavaliers.
So anyway, Cavapoos. But it is wild where he's like, I like how he's so pressed though too, but I'm sure it's just stupid to be like, yeah, stop fucking coming. You know why my mom's fucking, I would probably be like that too, especially if like my mom's dog died and I'm trying to do something like to cheer her up or cheer myself up.
Yeah.
But I mean, you should also know that they're probably going to find
PETA
a way to publish that
is
shit.
Not the best.
No, not a great track record at all.
No. LIV, baby. I don't know. Saudi-backed golf league, golf tour.
Let's not use euphemisms. Let's say the Saudi-backed sports washing operation for their public image.
This is basically a competitor to the main professional golf association, PGA Tour. They like bought some of the best players, and we're like, we'll pay you more than the PGA, and we'll have these events with huge prizes. And we'll legally help you get out of your contract. And so they'd just been, the PGA and this organization had been suing the shit out of each other for years. And the PGA just announced that they're going to merge. So after a long, hard fought, like publicity war where they're like, these people are the worst. They're like, and we're going to buy them. So a lot of people are comparing it to the Michael Scott paper company.
Wait, someone's
They're doing a merger.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Right,
PGA
is
merging with LIV.
Right.
And yeah, Michael Scott Paper Company is trending because like Michael Scott started his like rival company to Dunder Mifflin, but it was like super incompetent. And then he got bailed out because they were like, well, we better buy it. And that's really not the case, I guess. In this case, the company that owns or the fund that owns LIV. Is worth $600 billion.
Yeah,
and they just like used that money to spend the PGA into having to merge with them, which I wouldn't give a shit at all about this story. But yeah, like you said, it's a sports washing operation
for
the Saudi government. You know, when like the CEO of LIV Golf is this famous golfer, Greg Norman, and people are like, so like they're bad though, right? And he was like,
what about
look.
Like Yemen? What about like Khashoggi?
And he said, look, I think everybody learns from their mistakes.
My
God. They're like, oh, but like, have they? And he said, yeah.
I don't know.
And then he said, way before any of this hoo ha ha erupted, he had been. Yeah, so I don't know. Fuck Greg Norman.
How dismissive Greg Norman. Wasn't he have the dumb shark brand?
Yeah, like, he was the Great hats? White Shaq, and he was cool. Not.
Yeah, this
not,
is.
I thought
Mohammed
he was cool
bin Salman.
In the 80s.
he's on a tear, man. They own Newcastle United, the soccer team in the Premier League, and they're doing their thing, just like open up the floodgates. And this is like what this is how sports washing works. You provide enough people with like good memories via sports, it helps erode all the terrible fucking things because people are caught in between the place. Like, but I love golf, so like, I guess I can excuse some of this shit. You know, like once this guy Roman Abramovich bought Chelsea, who was like a Russian oligarch, to try and protect himself from Putin, like people were like, oh, wow, this guy who outwardly might not have a great sort of reputation because he's bringing all this like joy to this section of the country. Like it slowly helps, you know, again, obscure your crimes or your past transgressions. It's quite.
Yeah, famous. We're at the point in late stage capitalism or hyper capitalism. I don't know how late the stage is, to be honest, because it seems like it's only ramping up.
I mean, we're on fascism's doorstep. So this is
to just straight up fascism. But we're at that stage where all morality has been taken out. It's just like whoever has the most money, we will find a way to come around to telling a positive version of their story.
Right. Before all this hoo-ha-ha started with children.
Before all this hoo-ha-ha started. What else? The NYPD debuted their Happy Pride Month cars, and people are pointing out that, so it says Happy Pride Month, and then underneath it says all colors are beautiful, which people are pointing out is, has the same initials as ACAB, and seems like it wouldn't be a coincidence.
Maybe. No, that's called being very clever.
Yeah, when you're clever, when you're hiding designer.
Because I mean, I don't think someone within the police force made that. But anyway, I think I saw Margaret Killjoy. She tweeted about it when I first saw this. And I was like, this is fucking amazing.
That's great.
Like, they're so like oblivious to this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that's ACAB, fam. You don't see that? They're like, no. Oh, is that bad? What's
is that bad?
This is a squad car. This isn't a cab.
At first we had all colors are beautiful, especially blue, as relates to the thin blue line. But we made a quick change on that. So is this bad?
Yeah.
And then Grimace is back. Not that any of our listeners need
and
to know.
Like we're going like this and eight finally, cab on a police car. And Grimace is back. So there's that. What happened with Grimace? Wait, was Grimace gone? The big purple fucking monster from
never left my heart, but I think they had steered their branding away from Grimace on the grounds that he's like kind of gross looking. And so they're bringing back the character of Grimace because of nostalgia. And in case you're like, don't realize that nostalgia is what it's about, their image of like bringing Grimace back is him driving a DeLorean.
Oh, I'm in.
Personalized plates that say Grimace. And it's all part of an attempt to, like, I guess McDonald's birthday parties are a thing that people talk about on social media nostalgically.
Right.
But people don't do anymore, even though they're available. Everyone's like, yeah, we wouldn't do them. Like the stories we're telling when we're nostalgic about McDonald's birthday parties are like of people getting badly injured or, you know,
right,
getting E. coli from a ball pit.
We're talking off mic about how people he knew had like their whole faces like rearranged from terrible impact from falling down at a play. I mean, I remember we talked about on one episode just about the terrible track record that McDonald's Play Places has for safety.
Yeah, yeah. They have just like a whole legal team dedicated to like making McDonald's Play Place cases go away. But yeah, so there's going to be a Grimace birthday meal featuring a purple milkshake, also a Grimace video game and merchandise. So
just to like capitalize on nostalgia, this always works out well.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
What's the purple milkshake though?
I'm curious.
Is it ube?
Is it what?
Oh, man, if someone can make like a ube, like a potato, like a sweet, purple, you know, like a taro one. Woo!
Is it just purple? The way that like Mountain Dew flavor was just like the most purple ass shit that anyone's ever tasted.
In our minds, purple would just be grape, right? Like if we. As a kid, purple is grape, cherry is red. And that's sort of what red flavor was, either that between strawberry and cherry would be red.
But grape milkshake doesn't seem right.
Oh, no, it sounds terrible.
That's a mess. There's no real reason that it should be such a problem for me. But there's just something about the grape that only works in certain contexts. Like, I don't want a purple grape milkshake.
Did you ever eat like yogurt covered raisins and shit?
Oh, yeah.
That's so what the fuck are you saying? You're kind of mixing grapes with the dairy right there.
I don't know, raisins in my brain, raisins aren't grapes, you know.
Oh,
like
okay.
I know they are, but like that they're totally different. Like I would never eat chocolate covered grapes, but I fucking love raisinettes, you know?
Yeah. I just can't. The grape with dairy, it's weird. I feel like it's like one of the few fruits that I just could never, like I could see like a vanilla with kiwi kind of thing even.
Yeah.
But like grapes?
Yeah. Like it works with, is there another fruit that works so badly with like as a milkshake flavor?
Apple
like,
and, would work.
And this doesn't make any work. Sense. Yeah. Apple, I feel like you kind of need it to be apple pie, like apple a la mode type thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It can't just be like, this tastes like Red Delicious.
Yeah. No, that are like, shit, I'm really hard pressed to think. Cause even people like orange apple, like orange chocolate shit. I can't stand like that kind of stuff. Yeah, watermelon.
Super
Victor came
producer
through with
Victor made the good point that watermelon milkshakes don't work. I mean, they could because if it's like watermelon candy flavored milkshake, but
no!
Yeah, so,
like a Jolly Rancher?
Yeah, something about that feels gross, I guess.
If you want to fucking like get the truth out of me, torture me by making me eat watermelon Jolly Ranchers. I cannot fucking stand that flavor. Like it always tasted like gasoline or something to me. Like, I don't know what part of my palate it was hitting, but nah.
Whoa. Well, I'm glad our listeners got a peek into what it's like when I pitch something and you don't like it off mic, is you usually go, what? Watermelon? Oh, no. And make a throwing up sound. So that's a good little window. Yeah, Super Producer Brian does make a good point. It could just be Grimace cum flavored. Because Grimace is all purple everything, so I'm assuming.
Wow,
maybe.
I think you said secretions.
You said secretions.
But yeah.
I'm saying cum.
You up the ante?
Yeah, I'm taking it up a notch.
Welcome to the new Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah,
we're drinking Grimace cum, folks.
Now. Grimace cum. all right, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, June 6th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed the kind of weird format episode that dropped.
It's
this
weird.
Morning.
It's only weird because it's new. It's only weird because
it's new.
Yeah, folks. We're all figuring it out together. One day.
Many people are saying it's their favorite episode of all time. Many people.
A lot of people.
Yes. All right. Back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the podcast. Until then, be kind to each other.
Yep.
Be kind to yourself. Get the vaccine.
Yep.
Get your flu shots. Get all your shots. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to you, y'all, tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.